Yes, sir! Another episode coming straight to you from the Missing Media U Podcast. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. We're a part of the world living in. You deserve a good one, okay? First of all, I want to say I apologize for uploading this episode a tad bit late. You know, I normally want to update these episodes on like a Thursday, okay? I thank God you should. The best part of starting a good weekend is premiering one of these episodes on a Thursday, but some things had happened and it was beyond my reach or control, okay? And I'm sort of kind of glad I didn't upload an episode because we got a part two of what's going on. We got, folks, we got Tara in the White House. We got the Capitol building for the past couple of days has been invaded, has been controlled over temporarily, okay, by a terrorist group, okay? And Donald J. Trump tried to warn us, because I remember Donald J. Trump saying this, you know, he got a surprise for the American citizens on January the 6th, okay? And this fiasco started 2 days ago, okay? So first of all, if you've been living under a rock, well, Mess is going to give you that update, a brief summary. Trump supporters then went to the Capitol building, the state building, and invaded it. They was in there tearing down doors, busting windows, harassing, threatening security guards. Okay, did y'all see that one video of those six guys chasing that poor old black guy? All he had was just a billy club. He just had a billy club. He telling everybody to stop. Hold down. Don't come up. They just kept coming up, yo. They trying to pick a fight. It's seven of them and one of him, okay? Notice in the video how they all got tough. They got tough on that one little security guard. And they said, what you gonna do? You gonna fight us? Are you gonna fight us? Because this is our country. This is our goddamn White House. This is our goddamn building, okay? Goddamn it. This is our country. Our country was founded by us, okay? How dare you? What are you going to do? You going to fight us? You going to fight all six of us? Yeah, they got all tough, okay? Until they got up on that top floor and they didn't realize they was getting set up, because immediately when that guy got up on that top floor and they all tried to follow him, I swear to God, the camera wasn't rolling. They would probably kill that guy. They would probably kill that poor old soul, okay? But, they didn't realize that they were getting set up, because immediately when they got up on that top floor, and then that little black security guard, he had friends, okay? He had friends in high places, and they all had automatics, okay? And that's what I'm talking about. This, you know, you can learn something from a story, okay? You can learn something, okay? And what you're about to learn is, when you got a gun, it's a quick encounter. It's a quick encounter, folks, okay? There's no buts, ifs, maybes, or if, when, how, where, why, okay? You notice how everybody started calming down when he had friends, okay? And all his friends had guns, all right? And they was like invading. They was invading the whole goddamn building. They were about to go on the speaker floor, okay? They're about to go to the speaker. Where the congressmen, you know, they get their little 5 minutes of goddamn fame talking about why they didn't pass this bill, why the bill passed, and they got issues of it. They're about to invade that room, okay? But all they did was bust windows, and when they stuck their head through the hole, they saw like 12 goddamn smaller holes pointing at them with red beams, okay? So you mean tell me you're not smart enough to invade a goddamn federal building, but you goddamn quick and smart when you see them goddamn guns pointing at your goddamn ass? Yes, sir, yes, ma'am. It ain't fun when the rabbit got the gun, folks. It ain't fun when the rabbit got the goddamn gun, okay? So this led to everybody, any Republican that was somewhat hanging with Donald J. Trump, those people cannot be found, okay? Because after 2 days ago, that invasion, all right, which was fueled by Donald J. Trump himself, okay? Any support I'm talking about Republican, Democrat, the House, the Senate, the White House, even his own vice president had to step away. He had to step aside from this, okay? Because, see, look here, folks. This is how politics are, okay? This is how you get a job in politics. You know how you get a job in politics? No matter if people hate you, no matter if people like you, but you just can't have your goddamn it. You just can't have your goddamn it livelihood on the side of a madman, because Donald J. Trump knows that this is the beginning and the end, the alpha and the omega of him being in government, okay? And he does like most madmen do, okay? He is committing literal suicide on his career because he know he doesn't have a career, folks, okay? What else Donald J. Trump can do, okay? Y'all think Donald J. Trump can run for Senate? Y'all think Donald J. Trump can run for mayor, governor, congressman? No, that's not good enough for Donald J. Trump. It's either president or bust, okay? Donald J. Trump don't give a damn about the people. He don't give a damn about, goddamn it, politics and government and making laws to make Americans safer or any of that shit. All Donald J. Trump cares about is power, okay? And when you the president of the United States of America, you have power at your disposal, okay? He was drunk off of power, okay? And you can't substitute that power by any other goddamn job in government. No, sir, no, ma'am. No, baby. So, anybody that was sort of hanging with Donald J. Trump is no longer with him. And anybody in the media, government, okay, a spokesperson, an influencer, anybody that was, you know, 100% behind Trump is no longer there, okay? I wonder what Robert Kraft is doing. Remember how Robert Kraft was taking photos and pictures of Donald J. Trump? I wonder if he's burned them goddamn pictures down. What about Lil Wayne? Do anybody remember Lil Wayne when he was in that goddamn, ugly, I look like he just came from an ugly sweater Christmas contest, with that brown, green, and grape. You know, all three of those goddamn colors do not match with, you know, maybe separately, but all together, they just don't match, sir. They just don't match. Remember Yeezy F Baby, okay? He was down with the president. I wonder if he's still down with the goddamn president, okay? Steve Harvey. Where's Steve Harvey? I haven't seen Steve Harvey since his final day on Family Feud. That's the last time I have seen Steve motherfucking Harvey, okay? Is he still down with the president? Is he still down with the OPP? Yeah, you know me, okay? So, look here. Anybody that was Tom Brady, okay? You know, the same Tom Brady that was winning Super Bowls with New England. Looked like he's about to win one with the Bucks, okay? But he used to be down with the president. Are you still down with the goddamn president, okay? I just want to know, okay? So anybody, okay, that has some type of credibility and they don't want their goddamn credibility tarnished, okay, it's no longer rolling with the president of the United States of America. It has just gotten so bad in the past 48 hours of one Donald J. Trump. Even his own vice president is not for him. And then he got on goddamn social media on his Twitter page, all right, and he denounced his vice president. I'm like, what the fuck? Okay, can you do that? Okay, so Donald J. Trump in 48 hours, I know for one thing. Hold up for a second, folks. This tea's good. This tea's good, by the way. Okay, so now, I know for one fact that he didn't come up with this by himself. Okay, so I believe that there was some real pressure being put on his ass. You know how they say pressure makes diamonds, okay? Well, pressure also makes decisions, folks, okay? Best believe that, okay? I don't care how much power you got, okay? But when it comes to that Republican Party, because they know, okay? If they don't get Trump to get on television and pretty much tell the goddamn it, the terrorists to get out of the state building, the Capitol building, and all that bullshit, okay? And fall back, okay? If he didn't do that, okay? Look, I don't know, but I'm pretty sure the Republican Party done told him, look here, you going to get on live and direct and just tell these motherfuckers to go home, all right? And you got to be behind the fact of we're going to prosecute these motherfuckers, okay, for trespassing, endangerment, terrorist act. They're going to prosecute these motherfuckers. And all you got to do is just capture four of them. Then the rest of them come to light. All you got to do is capture four of them. Then the rest of them are going to come to light, okay? So, they even got wanted posters of these motherfuckers, okay? This is how bad and serious this could ultimately be. What these people don't realize is they're about to be made examples out of, okay? Because you just can't have people, you just can't have a community, you just can't have a group thinking that you're going to just walk up in Washington, D.C. and just tear up the government building because you not too happy with the vote, the election, okay? So, these people about to be made example, folks. These people about to see some real goddamn serious prison time, okay? I hope they have a hellified lawyer, okay? I hope they got a hellified lawyer and a half because you better have some money, goddamn it, because I don't see how you're going to get out of this shit, okay? So, anyhow. So, yeah, the Republicans put pressure on Donald Trump's ass because they know if they even look like they are supporting Donald J. Trump, that's going to be their last and final time having a Republican president in these United States of America. It's going to be many, many moons, many, many motherfucking moons before the Republicans can get a president from their party. Okay, see, look, I'm going to tell you how bad it has gotten for the Republican Party, all right? They don't control the House. They don't control the Senate, okay? We got a new president, and if you didn't know that, and he's Democrat, all right? The vice president is Democrat. They're both thinking on the same wavelength, okay? So, this is 100%. The government in Washington, D.C. is 100% going to be run by the Democrats. Best you believe. Best your bottom dollar, okay? So, I'm going to tell y'all something that extraordinary doesn't happen that a lot of people are not even aware of, okay? So, it done gotten so crucial for the Republican Party that they were saying if, like, the mayor of Atlanta, or was it the governor, a seat for Atlanta? Anyway, the Senate seat, it had to come down to the wire. And Georgia has always been a goddamn blue state, okay? No, a red state, yeah. It's always been a red state for the Republicans, okay? For the goddamn Republicans, all right? And this is the first time in many moons where they flipped that state for the Democrats, all right? So the Democrats have been flipped for Georgia. And Trump saw that as, whoa, if the Democrats take over Georgia, then it's all she wrote, okay? That's all she wrote, folks. That's all, folks. So that's why he was on television, okay? And he was trying to get it back to the Republicans, okay? So he did all these little tirades and all this bullshit, all right? And he talked about he wasn't too happy with Georgia and all this bullshit because he knows that Georgia was really the state that flipped him out of the White House where he's going to have to get some goddamn banana boxes in the next couple of weeks. All right, so he's mad about that shit. Now, all they needed was just one motherfucker. Okay, one motherfucker to be Republican. And out of those two goddamn elections, both of them are Democrats. Okay, all you need is one. Two of them are Democrats. All right, so now the House, the Senate, and the goddamn presidency is all going to be run by by Democrats. Now, of those Republicans that were voted, those are swing Republicans, you know, like swing states. Those are like 5 or 10 of them. They're Republicans, but they really roll with the Democrats, okay? So now it's going to be quite easy to pass bills, okay, for the American citizens. And one bill and one law in question is this COVID-19, okay? Now, people are trying to get relief from COVID-19 because COVID-19 has changed the economy of the United States of America, okay? So, a lot of people think, okay, look here, that $600 stimulus check, that little measly stimulus check, $600 is a lot of money, but $600 can't even pay one of your goddamn bills. Let's just be real about this shit, folks. Let's just be real about this shit. So, yes, we're going to get that stimulus check, but there's a possibility that that $2,000 stimulus check is going to be awarded to the American public, the American citizens, okay? Not to mention, they got to get small businesses back rolling again, all right? And I feel like the Democrat Party is going to do a lot of good. They're going to do a lot of good in the hood, all right? So, that's why these motherfuckers went to the state building, raised all kinds of goddamn it purge and hell, okay, because of a vote. So let me tell y'all something, okay, and I should have said this a little bit early, all right? Now, these are terrorists. Whoever invaded our government building, you a terrorist, okay? You're not a religious group, okay? You're not protesting, okay? You are a terrorist, okay? So, let me tell y'all something. If Black Lives Matter protesters invaded that government building, it would have been a quick encounter, okay? You would have heard the news sort of like this, okay? At 12:01, Black Lives Matter protesters invaded the House and the Senate building, okay? Excuse me, breaking news, 5 minutes later, we got alarming rates of dead Black Lives Matter supporters, okay? They're all on the goddamn floor. It's like a bloody pool bath in there, goddammit. You could be an animal rights supporter, okay? We got animal rights supporters invading the building as we speak, okay? Hold up, this has just came down the news wire within 10 seconds, okay? All of them are dead right now. They're all dead. The Coast Guard, the Army, CIA, FBI, all of them are invading this building with AKs, automatics. They also got a Draco and hold up. I think there was a Blinky present. Okay? So, that's what I'm talking about, folks. That's what I'm fucking talking about. Okay? This unrest, okay, that's going on, it can't be tolerated, all right? And that's why the president of these United States of America, all right, that's why they put pressure on his ass. Because like I said earlier, okay, pressure makes diamonds, but it also makes decisions, okay? And it also makes change, all right? So now, the Congress, is now saying that they want to expeditiously Trump out of the office 2 weeks early. Okay, so his last official day is January the 20th. Okay, and they're talking about they want to terminate his ass by the end of this weekend. All right, and all they need is Vice President Mike Pelaney. They need Mike Pelaney, okay, to exercise that right, okay? And not too sure if he's gonna do it or not, even though he's been exiled by Donald J. Trump. But Congress is talking about, now bump that. We're not even gonna wait for Mike, okay? You know, like Mike, if I could be like Mike. No, we're not even waiting for motherfucking Mike, okay? We just gonna do this shit on our own, all right? Because they want this motherfucker out of the goddamn White House because he done caused so much goddamn hell, okay? So much motherfucking hell. You just can't believe the type of hell this man has created. And you just can't believe the landfill of people's careers. People's careers have been destroyed, okay? People are not believing the Republicans like they did. You know, like back in the day, you know, they had support, but still people wasn't believing that the Republicans were really rocking for the people, okay? But now, ever since Trump been in office, in a small four-year span, people have now seen the light at the end of the tunnel, okay? And, you know, he talking about the elections are rigged. No, they wasn't rigged. You know, all them people who didn't vote last 4 years, okay, them motherfuckers woke up and said, look, I better goddamn vote, my vote matters, my vote counts, okay? The highest turnout, okay, you had people, okay, that haven't voted in decades decided, you know, we gotta get this motherfucker out of here. We just gotta get this motherfucker. I don't know what we gotta do, but we gotta get this motherfucker out of here, all right? And everybody started voting, okay? So, that's why the president is no longer, Trump is no longer the president of the United States of America, all right? Because of the unrest that's going on caused by him, all right? So, all right, now, I still don't see them getting him up out of there. I feel like they're just going to just ride it out. You know, maybe, you know, how much mess he could get into in the next couple of weeks. That's what they're waiting, okay? That's what they're waiting, okay? If we expedite him up out of here, then we're going to have all, then what we are inviting is chaos at our doorstep, okay? Because all these goddamn Trump supporters, okay, are going to come out of the woodwork, okay? And they're going to try to unleash on us, okay? They're going to do some other desperate acts, okay? So, should we just let him just ride it on out in the sunset? Because we only got 2 weeks with this motherfucker, okay? Only got 2 motherfucking weeks with this motherfucker, all right? So, that's what they are weighing on, all right? And it's kind of funny. Trump, you haven't even finished building the wall that you promised the American citizens in Mexico, but there is a gate. The gate got put up quicker than the goddamn wall in Mexico. The gate around the state buildings, the federal buildings, and even the president of the United States house, the White House. The gates are being built as we speak. Okay, I feel by the end of this week, okay, you're gonna have a long metal ass gate stretching from all them sacred buildings, okay? These fools put blood on somebody's goddamn statue, all right? I forgot the guy's name, forgot about it, I apologize, okay? But these founders, they did so much goddamn it destruction in that building, okay, that they got a wanted poster for all them motherfuckers. Now, all you gotta do is catch 4 of them, and then the rest of them are gonna get caught, because they're gonna do some whole lot of ratatouille in them goddamn interrogation rooms, okay? And you gotta make an example out of these motherfuckers. Now, I was watching the telly, and Shaq, Kenny, and Charles Barkley, okay, they were talking about this holy unrest, okay, about this destruction, all right? And everybody was making good points. I'm for all the good points, okay? Even Charles making good points. That big melon head motherfucker, okay? So, Shaq said something interesting at the end of it. He talked about they should get, you know how they be giving people that sell drugs 20 or 30 years in prison? These people, if they catch them, they should get 20 and 30 years prison as well, okay? I can co-sign to that. I agree, okay? Now, you know, because I'm looking at it like this, okay? Now, if y'all can get hard on people that sell narcotics and drugs and all that shit, okay, and you can give them 20 or 30 years just right off the bat, you're giving people that sell and use drugs more years than murderers, people who commit homicides and things of that nature. They're getting more time than actual murderers, okay? So, that tells me that y'all got a war on drugs, okay? It's a war. And if anybody get caught, okay, they're going to do some hard, serious-ass time, all right? And I agree with Chuck. Shaq. They both look the same. Shaq and Chuck, they're both tall and overweight, all right? So, I'm for that, all right? I'm for that cause, okay? But the example in the example that Shaq used, I'm sort of not for that. Now, he goes into detail saying, yeah, you know, these people out here, they're selling drugs, you know, they don't got a choice, you know, they ain't got no choices, okay? So, they ain't got nothing to do but sell drugs, all right? And, you know, they got to do what they got to do. I'm like, oh, what? Wait a minute. Come again. Excuse me. Why? Okay, look here, all right? Look here. We all got choices, boy. We all got choices, people, all right? We all got motherfucking choices. Now, some of us, we make great choices, and the rest of us make bad choices, okay? And look here. I'm for, you know, people making choices, okay? But you got to respect your choice, okay? No matter if it's good, no matter if it's bad, okay? And you just can't just blame, well, I ain't had nothing else to do, you know? Nobody else didn't want to hire me, The problem is, when you first got into it, you had opportunities just like everybody else in this country has opportunities. But you didn't want to work for no lame ass Kinko's. You didn't want to work for no funky ass McDonald's. You didn't want to work with no bullshit Burger King, okay? Or be a stalker, or be somebody in the factory, okay? Or, you know, security work, whatever, okay? Because you felt like those jobs were lame, okay? They were lame Bryant to you, okay? So you decided you wanted to get that quick buck. You want to make that quick money. You want to live you want to live your best life, the glamorous life, okay? Folks, there are no shortcuts in life, okay? So, I'm all for giving those terrorists like 30 or 40 years, but what I ain't for, okay, is for foolishness, okay? I'm not for that shit, all right? So, you got to lie in the same bed that you made, all right? So, I agree with Shaq, but what you said at the end, okay, because the people, you know, you're trying to make an excuse for the people out there that's selling drugs, okay, because they didn't have no choices. Now, the motherfuckers had choices, they just didn't want them goddamn choices, and now when they get caught on their second and third time, now them choices look pretty good to them right now. You know, maybe flipping burgers isn't a bad thing, okay, maybe waking up 4 a.m. to make donuts really isn't a bad thing, or moving packages, like moving mail or UPS, okay, delivering packages, you know, that shit's starting to look good right now after you done got caught. This is your third attempt getting caught, okay, now this shit looks good all of a sudden, okay, it looks goddamn good, all right, now it's good to see it, okay, so it's like this, look here, I'm all for locking these motherfuckers up, okay? And throwing away the key. And I hope these motherfuckers get 20 or 30 years of hard time. You gotta make examples out of these motherfuckers. Because if you don't make examples out of these motherfuckers, then what you're doing, you're just inviting people to act and behave a certain way, okay? Look here. And then people try to compare them to the protesters. Well, y'all coming with a different type of energy because when they was protesting Capitol buildings around the world, okay, they were protesting and they were writing on the walls and things of that nature. Look here, folks. Look here. None of them protesters invaded a Capitol building, harassing and terrorizing the security guards, all right? Going into people's offices, taking photos, you know, that dude that propped his feet up on Nancy Pelosi's desk, okay, and all that, but hanging from the walls and shit like that, okay, that's what we're talking about, you know, they in there trying to do, look, them people in that goddamn, in that building was doing their goddamn job, trying to make America great, okay, we're trying to make America great, okay, they are in there doing a job, and they getting harassed and goddamn threatened by a terrorist group, okay? So this is some serious dangerous shit here, okay? Like, 4 people has already done died, folks, okay? So 4 people have already done died. Now, I don't know if this is true or not, but somebody was telling me, and I read it, where there was one of the supporters, a female, and she got shot, I'm about to say protest. She wasn't protesting. She was with the terrorist group, all right? And she got shot. Now, I heard two different stories. I heard that, she's okay, but then I heard that she done died, okay? Now, I also heard a security guard that was trying to protect the building done died. Okay, now, all that I'm saying there, okay, if you are in that terrorist group, okay, and you go in there with bad intentions, okay, you had bad intentions in your heart, all right, and you up here harassing the people that's working in there, harassing the security team, threatening them, okay? Ganging up on people, okay? Just because those people doing their job, and you're trying to get in a building, a part of the room that they're trying to pass and create laws and bills for the American citizens, all right? And they're trying to protect that room, and there's guns drawn on your goddamn ass as you busting through them goddamn windows, and you still bust through them windows, you still see them guns pointing at you, and you still trying to make an attempt to get in that room, and you get shot, okay? Well, you ain't got nobody to blame but your goddamn self. I am so sorry, okay? I'm so sorry to be this cold and to be this heartless, but, you know, good, all right? That's just one less goddamn fool we need to worry about, personally. You know, just one less motherfucker to worry about, okay? So, that's what I mean by a quick encounter, okay? You know, look here, folks. When you home invade, okay? People, that's like home invasion, okay? And let's just say somebody try to break into somebody's house where there are people in there, and one of them has a gun, and you try to break in there, and you get shot, and you die, okay, we're not gonna feel sorry for you, all right, because you tried to break in a home that does not belong to you, or you don't even know that, you know, you're just trying to break in to rob people, and these people have something to protect them, which is a gun, okay, and you get shot, okay, well, that's just good, that's the end of the story, okay? There's nothing else to talk about, okay? I don't feel too sorry for your ass, okay? Because you tried to break into somebody's house and steal or try to do harm to somebody's life. We don't know your intention. We don't know what you plan on doing, okay? You might want to just get some shit, get some money or whatever, get some items, okay? Or you got the intent of killing somebody, okay? And we don't know your intentions, okay? Especially when you're wearing a mask. We don't know your motherfucking intentions, okay? So, same rules apply here, all right? You try to break into a building, okay? And they done boarded it up. They got guns drawn to you. If you don't see them guns drawn at you, or you see them guns drawn at you, and you still try to attempt to break in, then and you get shot, I'm sorry, okay? I just don't feel sorry for you. I just don't feel sorry for you, not one iota, all right? So, this has just been a holy hell, and I had something else to talk about, but we're just gonna talk about that next week if I can remember it, if I can keep it in my membrane, but, you know, it is what it is, okay? So, it is what it is. I didn't think I was gonna talk about this too long, but I did, okay? Well, that's all I got for today anyway. The first episode of the new year. Happy New Year to all you motherfuckers, okay? It's your boy, and I'm man.